Hello everyone, I'm Won-ho Kim. Today I'm going to present our work on server-assisted latency management for wide area distributed system. This is a joint work with Kyungsoo Park and VFPI. In this talk, I'm going to talk about one-to-many file transfer in wide area network. This may sound an old problem, and in fact, many systems have been developed for scalable one-to-many data transfer in WAN. Some of the examples are content distribution network, peer-to-peer system, and gossip protocols. And there are many variations in each category. The systems have different architectures and use different techniques, but they typically focus on improving bandwidth efficiency or delivery odds in the WAN. In this work, we focused on reducing latency in one-to-many file dissemination in the WAN. And specifically, latency is measured as the completion time to finish file transfer to multiple remote nodes distributed in the WAN. Then this is a completely different problem, and we believe that the metric requires different strategies because the completion time was not a primary concern in the existing systems. And wide area systems often rely on low latency file dissemination. First, configuration management systems disseminate new configurations or policy to remote nodes to adapt the system's behavior. And these configuration updates occur quite frequently in production systems. For instance, Akamai CDN reports that they receive a new configuration every 10 seconds with various file sizes. Other systems, such as distributed monitoring systems, also need to continuously coordinate multiple remote nodes before starting the measurement phase. And system developers also need one-to-many file dissemination for developing and testing wide area systems. I think many PlanetApp users have the experience to be constantly interrupted by long deployment delay in every develop, deploy, test cycle. This non-interactive environment makes the system development process boring and slow, and harms the productivity of the software engineers, which are actually more expensive than bandwidth or hardware servers today. In this talk, we present AirSync, a low latency file transfer system, optimized for completion time. AirSync provides a simple interface of folders synchronized across server and multiple remote nodes. Other systems can use AirSync by simply dropping a file into the folder when latency matters. With low latency dissemination in AirSync, we can improve overall system responsiveness and better optimize system performance because the system can have maintain close control over their remote nodes. And also, imagine that new modules are deployed in a few seconds while programmers are working. Then we could enable interactive development environment even for developing and testing wide area systems. Before talking about details, let me summarize the lessons and the contributions of our work in this slide. I will refer to the points as I present the rest of this talk. First, in the paper, we showed existing systems are suboptimal for completion time. The main reason is that the systems are not favorable to slow nodes, though the slow nodes typically dominate the completion time. So AirSync focuses on the bottleneck nodes from the beginning of the transfer to reduce the overall completion time. In wide area systems, nodes have heterogeneous network conditions. So completion time depends on the target nodes that we choose for the transfer. So AirSync selects the set of nodes that can deliver the best latency at runtime. In other words, the target nodes are determined right before the transfer begins. We are going to see that this late binding can significantly reduce latency. Next, you might think that a scalable over-array transfer should provide a better completion time than simple end-to-end transfer arrays. From measurement on running systems, however, we demonstrated in the paper that end-to-end transfer can be faster than over-array transfer because of the startup latency in the over-array. So AirSync characterizes overlay's startup latency and uses the overlay only for nodes that benefit. Also, we showed that overlay performance can change at short timescales. So AirSync adapts its file transfer policy while the transfer is taking place. We are going to see that this adaptive policy provides predictable performance as well as the reduced latency. To better understand why latency is a different problem, let us first look at how existing systems work. In this diagram, there's a single origin server and multiple remote nodes and many external end users. When a new file is requested, the file is fetched from the origin server and cached in the remote nodes. This is the steady state of the systems. And then end users are served from nearby nodes with high cache ratios. So in this setting, the systems assume open client population, which means that there's no upper bound on the number of clients being served. So the main objective should be to maximize average performance or aggregate throughput. To achieve these goals, it is important to improve the bandwidth efficiency in the system by minimizing load on the origin server. In AirSync, we focus on synchronizing remote nodes with configurations, policies, and modules available in the origin server. When we focus on this internal dissemination, this becomes a different problem. First, we have a fixed client population, and now the goal is to minimize the completion time across the multiple nodes. And if it helps, we can aggressively use the available bandwidth in the server, because the bandwidth would remain unused otherwise. And by definition of completion time, it is not difficult to imagine that the completion time will be dominated by the slow nodes in the system. So managing their tail latency is critical for completion time. However, the existing data transfer systems are not favorable to slow nodes. For instance, overlay multicast systems typically put fast nodes close to the root of the trees while pushing slow nodes down the trees. Likewise, in P2P systems, slow nodes have little chance to pair with fast nodes because of its T4T policy. In epidemic routing protocol or gossip protocol, slow nodes can randomly pair with fast nodes, but only for a short period of time. These peering strategies provide long completion time with high variations in the WAN. So the system should help the slow nodes finish early to reduce the completion time. AirSync uses server's available bandwidth or spare bandwidth to help the slow nodes during the file transfer while the other nodes are synchronized with the scalable overlay transfer. Although AirSync uses only spare bandwidth in server, it is still relatively limited resource, so the server should decide how to allocate the bandwidth among multiple remote nodes. In the following slides, I'm going to compare different bandwidth allocation policies and examine their effects on the completion time. Let's first look at node scheduling. In this work, I compare two basic heuristics, fast first and slow first. Fast first allocates available bandwidth to the node with the shortest expected completion time. This SRPT scheduling is known to be optimal for mean response time in open client population. And slow first is the opposite of the fast first and gives preference to the node with the longest expected completion time at any given time. We implemented the two policies and compared their completion time on all live plenum nodes, which was more than 550 at the time of the experiment. The x-axis is the fraction of synchronized nodes, and the y-axis is the completion time. You see that the completion time linearly increases, but it jumps at the end of the file transfer. What happened here is that slow nodes were scheduled late, and they became bottlenecked at the end of the file transfer. Now you see that node scheduling makes difference in completion time. Slow first looks slower in the beginning, but it gives us better completion time by making slow nodes finish earlier. This result means that we should focus on the bottleneck nodes from the beginning of file transfer to reduce completion time in one-to-many file dissemination. However, not every scenario requires waiting until 100% of nodes are synchronized because it is too costly and the result is just unpredictable in many cases. For instance, in wide area systems, it is always possible that some nodes fail suddenly and remain unreachable for an extended period of time. To handle different synchronization requirements, in rsync, users can specify a fraction of nodes that need to be synchronized faster than the other nodes. We call the variable a target sync ratio in this talk. Given the target ratio, rsync can select the set of nodes that can deliver the best latency. There's a trade-off between the number of target nodes and the expected latency, so users may want to set the target ratio to a lower value in case they are more sensitive to latency. rsync integrates this node selection with node scheduling. Given a target ratio, rsync first sorts all the nodes by their remaining completion time and picks a number of nodes for the ratio and schedules the selected nodes in slow first. Again, we measured the completion time with the same setting. The blue line is the result of integrating node selection with node scheduling. You see that it outperforms the other two policies for all target ratios. And this result shows that this late binding to nodes can reduce latency for different synchronization requirements. In the previous slides, we looked at how rsync allocates spare bandwidth in server. Now let's look at how rsync leverages existing overhead in wide area systems. Wide area systems typically construct an overhead mesh among their remote nodes to provide scalable data transfer to end users. Also, many systems use the existing overhead for internal data dissemination as well, though the overhead doesn't always help because of the startup latency. To understand the overhead's startup latency, let's look at how a new file in the origin server is propagated to a remote node via overhead. If the file is already cached in a nearby node, the remote node will receive the file from the closed node. And of course, this transfer will be faster than fetching from the origin server. However, in our scenario, the file does not exist in the overhead when it is requested. So the file should be fetched into the overhead first. Depending on the system's configuration, multiple copies can be fetched from the origin server. And the fetched file should be propagated to the peer node with a certain propagation delay. This variable encapsulates the additional delay for peer lookups, probing, exchange of control information, which are all system-specific internal behavior. To characterize this startup latency in the overhead, rsync monitors the overhead's first byte latency and the bandwidth to the origin server via overhead in each remote node. We found that this startup latency is significant in latency-sensitive file dissemination. To demonstrate it, we transferred a small file, here 5 kilobyte file, to all planar nodes using overhead and end-to-end connections. We used Coblitz, an academic CDN, for the overhead measurement in this experiment, but the result is not limited to a specific CDN. This result shows that simple end-to-end transfers can be faster than scalable overhead transfer when the file size is small. However, for a large file, CDN shows better performance because its efficient bandwidth usage outweighs the startup latency in the CDN. But if we want to synchronize a smaller fraction of nodes, less than 20% of nodes in this graph, end-to-end transfer can still provide a better completion time. This means that the latency is determined by multiple factors, including target ratio, file size, as well as the overhead startup latency. This measurement demonstrates that overhead doesn't always help reduce completion time. so we should use it only when appropriate. To address this issue, rsync adjusts workload server and overlay before transfer begins. Rsync monitors overlay's startup latency in each remote node. And when there's a new file update in the server, rsync divides the target nodes into two groups, overlay group and end-to-end transfer group. Rsync selects nodes with fast overlay connections for the overlay group and put the remaining nodes into the end-to-end transfer group. Rsync calculates the size of the two groups so that the two groups are expected to finish simultaneously. In this process, rsync considers all the relevant factors for the latency because it needs to estimate the completion time in each group. After the members in the two groups are determined, the overlay group downloads the file with the, via the overlay, while the server schedules the end-to-end group nodes in slow first. Although rsync estimates completion time based on the runtime measurement, it is common that the overlay performance significantly changes while the transfer is taking place. The file will be pulled from the server and possibly traverse multiple intermediate nodes in the overlay. As a result, the startup latency will be sensitive to any bandwidth fluctuation or network delay in any node on the path. rsync addresses this problem by letting remote nodes to dynamically switch to end-to-end transfer if they have unexpected performance issues in overlay and risk becoming the bottleneck in the overlay group. Yeah. And rsync is composed of a server and remote nodes. The server detects file changes in the background using iNotify in Linux and plans one-to-many file synchronization process. Remote daemons save the file change from the origin server into their local folders and monitor the overlay's startup latency and send that information back to the server. Both the server and remote daemons run in user space. For evaluation, we deployed rsync in all live Planet nodes at the time of the experiment. We used a dedicated Linux server with 100 megabps outbound bandwidth. In the following slides, we first compare rsync with different existing systems, and we examine how rsync adapts its file transfer policy at runtime. We repeated each experiment 10 times to measure variations in completion time, as well as the average value. This slide shows the list of the systems that we compared in our experiments. We used rsync because it is widely used for cloning files across multiple remote nodes. And we used BitTorrent and BitTyrant as examples of P2P systems. We also evaluated Epidemic Routing Protocol, or GASP protocol. The performance of GASP protocol is sensitive to step interval and fan-out. These parameters represent the frequency of gossip rounds and the number of peers contact in each gossip round. We tried a range of values for tuning the parameters and measured the best performance and average performance of all configurations that we tried. And we used two CDNs, one academic and one commercial, and plugged rsync into the two CDNs. In this experiment, we transferred a file to all PlanetM nodes and measured completion time for target ratio 0.5 and 0.98. We can see several differences among the tested systems. First, please look at the GASP protocol. At low target ratio, the protocol is relatively slow because the file data is disseminated only during GASP rounds. However, it outperformed peer-to-peer systems at high target ratio because the random peering in the protocol gives slow nodes better chance to peer with fast nodes than in P2P systems. Now let's look at rsync. The rsync server relies only on end-to-end transfers, but doesn't use any policies in allocating the server's bandwidth. Therefore, the result of rsync represents the performance of end-to-end transfers with no policy applied and with no overlay used. Now let's look at the P2P systems. At low target ratio, the P2P systems perform better than GOSSIP protocol and rsync because the majority of the nodes have high throughput in the P2P systems. However, at high target ratio, P2P systems showed very long completion time and high variations because slow nodes have little chance to download from the fast nodes in the P2P systems. Now, the CloudPoint shows a better latency than the other systems at the low target ratio because of its well-provisioned nodes. However, the latency increases at the high target ratio in both CDNs, CoverLeach and CloudFront. Because some nodes still suffer from long startup latency in the overlay. We plugged rsync into CoverLeach and CloudFront, and both versions significantly reduced overall latency compared with other systems. This result shows that rsync policy can improve existing systems for completion time, though the systems were not originally designed for this metric. Now let's look at how rsync adjusted workload across server and the overlay. The x-axis is the target ratio, and the y-axis is the ratio of nodes in each group, overlay group and end-to-end group. As we increase the target ratio, rsync had fewer nodes in the end-to-end group. But at the highest target ratio, rsync had slightly more nodes in the end-to-end group because the overlay completion time sharply increases at the target ratio, as shown in the previous slide. So rsync characterizes this overlay performance, the startup latency, and uses the overlay only for nodes that benefit. And rsync makes adjustment while transfer is taking place. The x-axis is time, and the y-axis is the number of pending nodes. At time zero, rsync divides nodes into two groups, the overlay group, the blue line, and the end-to-end group, the red line. The number of nodes in each group decreases over time as the file transfer proceeds. But something happens at 80 seconds. So let's take a closer look at it. You see that some nodes switch to end-to-end transfers, which is why there's a small bump in the graph. In our experiment, an average of 7% of nodes switch to end-to-end transfer. And this runtime switching reduced completion time by 16%. This result shows that this runtime policy switching can reduce latency by addressing unexpected performance changes in the overlay. In this graph, the vertical bars plot the normalized variations in the completion time for the repeated experiments. So lower variation is better. You see that rsync shows lower variations for all target ratios compared to the version not using the runtime switching. This result shows that the runtime policy switching provides predictable performance as well as the reduced latency. In conclusion, we focused on low latency one-to-many file dissemination in wide area systems. Although many systems have been proposed for scalable data transfers in the WAN, we showed that the systems are suboptimal for completion time. In this talk, we presented rsync that implements a new file transfer policy to reduce overall latency in various scenarios. We expect that rsync can be used as building blocks for many wide area systems where latency matters. And this is the end of the presentation, and I would be happy to have questions. Thank you.
So I'd like to understand just a little bit more about why is target completion ratio, when you say a target completion ratio of 98%, does that mean You're happy as soon as any 98% or that you've selected 98% ahead of time? It's the former, right?
Both options are doable in rsync. So if you don't care about the specific nodes in the target nodes, you can just specify a target ratio. This might be useful. So if you want to make sure that most nodes are synchronized before proceeding to the next steps or next phase, you can specify a target ratio to like 0.98. Or if you want to synchronize a specific subset of nodes, you can manually list the node, and this becomes a new node list. And you can set the target ratio to 1. Okay. Or if you are fine with 0.7, you can also specify a target ratio for your manual node list. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Juan.
Yeah. Thank you.